When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
What is up? A very happy Tuesday morning to you. My name is Greg DeMarco. I am here with your Tuesday edition of Chair Shot Radio. Now, last week, your Tuesday and Wednesday edition were pre-recorded interviews, so you didn't hear me. You heard like old version of me, like several years old version of me, and really enjoyed those. Honestly, they did very well, so I'm hoping you guys enjoyed those. I heard a lot of good things about them, no real complaints. We'll do that from time to time, but it's WrestleMania week, and it's time to hear from me. And we're going to talk about some fun stuff. You already know what we're talking about today. If you saw the name of the episode, we'll get there. So I do want to just let you know real quick. I'm in the car, as I oftentimes record this, especially Monday nights for Tuesday mornings in the car. It's 90 degrees in Arizona now, so the air conditioning is on. So if you hear that in the background, man, I apologize. Ain't a whole lot I can do about that because I love you all for listening. I do. But I also need to keep the air conditioning on. It's fucking hot. So the AC is on. It is pumping. Tomorrow night, I'll try to record it from home for you. Probably rope in Miranda Morales. And we'll do something fun as we continue to march down that road to WrestleMania. And that's what we're going to talk about here today. As you know, Chair Shot Radio, it's in the name. Chair Shot Radio is part of the Chair Shot Radio Network, where we remind you to always use your head. 7 days a week, 8 a.m., we bring this to you exclusively at thechairshot.com. I mean, I say exclusively because it is the home. The home is thechairshot.com. It goes live at 8 a.m. every morning, has since February the 1st. However, this also gets distributed out to iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Google Play, and so many more, even sometimes YouTube. So subscribe, like, give us that 5-star review. We tend to upload it to those platforms a little bit early, usually around 5 a.m. So if you've subscribed, you're going to get a little bit early. However, that is just allowing us to make sure that it gets to you in time. There's a little bit of a delay in how those get pushed out. So that's one of the reasons why we picked those times. We've also done some research on the best time to release podcasts and have done that. It is the beginning of April. So I wanted to remind you all, or thank you all, for all of your continued support of the Chair Shot Radio Network and our projects. We continue to grow. March was better than February, which is better than January, which was better than December, which was better than November, which is better than October. We continue to grow month over month over month. We grew like March's numbers versus October's numbers is like a 600% difference. So thank you all for continuing to support us, shouting us out on social media, telling your friends, sharing the shows, and of course, continuing to listen to everything that we do here at the Chair Shot Radio Network. 7 days a week, Chair Shot Radio. I'll try to give you that rundown again at the end. If not, I will do it tomorrow. But it's in the show description of everyone that I put up, so you'll see who does what, when they do it, and what you can enjoy. Of course, jump on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up that Chair Shot t-shirt. Support the things that we're doing here at the Chair Shot, here at the Chair Shot Radio Network. This is not free for us to do. And websites in this current day and age, of course, especially even pre-pandemic, but with the pandemic going on, internet advertising revenue isn't what it used to be. despite the fact that more people are at home. And so we got to scratch and claw for everything that we can. But we're going to keep this ship moving, and we appreciate your support in doing so. So thank you to all of those who have ordered and have been a part of that. And thank you for all those who would. And please consider it. You know, if you're heading over to the Pickle Wrestling shirt, check out our store. Search for the Chair Shot. Got a lot of great different shirts that you can get. You won't look like a tool at all. You'll definitely find something that suits you, suits your fandom. Get it in soft style. Be super comfortable. You will love it. I promise you. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. It's WrestleMania week. We've got the usual coverage over at the Chair Shot. We got two nights of TakeOver. We got the Hall of Fame. You got two nights of WrestleMania, plus special episodes from Impact Wrestling, from AEW, and so many more. So stay tuned in to thechairshot.com, at Chair Shot Media on your social media as well, for all of your notifications about when things post and what you can check out. If you don't already know, if you didn't hear me in the beginning, my name is Greg DeMarco. Follow me on social media at Chair Shot Greg. Now, I'm going to take a quick commercial break now so that we can talk about some fun topics. Really, one major topic as we head towards WrestleMania. And that is the topic of one Queen Charlotte Flair. As you know, we coined the phrase LOL Charlotte wins. I was one of the only people to predict she was going to win and beat Asuka at WrestleMania 34. And now as we head towards WrestleMania 37, it does seem as though the Queen is not on the card. I will talk about that and so much more on the other side. So thank you for being a part of this and for listening. And we'll talk to you on the other side of these commercials right here on the Chair Shot Radio. Hey, use your head, always. Okay? Be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Hello everyone! Welcome to the greatest sports entertainment spectacular of all time! Welcome to WrestleMania!
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Make sure you're checking out Mania Madness every Friday afternoon on thechairshot.com. Christopher Platt and a rotating list of guests go through every WrestleMania one six-pack at a time. Check it out every Friday, only on the Chairshot Radio Network.
We are back on the Tuesday edition of Chair Shot Radio. Thank you again for listening to those commercials. Yet another way you can support us and everything that we do here at the Chair Shot Radio Network. WrestleMania 37 is this weekend for the second straight year. It is a two-night affair. Personally, I hope it stays two nights. I think it's so much more digestible. And with TakeOver being two nights as well on Wednesday and Thursday, you slip smack down there in between, which is kind of like Ultima Lucha Night 1 at this point. Which, you know, is towards the end there. There was a shorter version of Ultima Lucha than the longer one. Towards the end, it was like three or four episodes long. A lot that you can do with it. But SmackDown kind of being a part of WrestleMania as well, I think it only makes sense since it is on Friday nights that they do that. But WrestleMania, of course, proper is Saturday. It is Sunday. We've got a bunch of matches announced. Probably going to get one more. Could be a women's match. Could involve the person that we're about to talk about. But we are headed towards WrestleMania 37 without the Queen, Charlotte Flair. She is not on the card. She's been rumored to have been backstage recently. She's rumored to be cleared. She did have COVID. Maybe she had some other issues with Andrade's release. Who knows? But as of now, she's not on the card. And I don't know if there's a reason behind that or not, or if it's just a creative thing. There was talk that it was going to be Charlotte versus Asuka. That got scrapped. And of course, we slotted Rhea Ripley right in there with no storyline reason. Just show up, say you want it, point at the sign, poof, you got yourself a WrestleMania match. You know me in wrestling news, I'm not a big fan of believing it right away, but I'm a big fan of common sense. It does seem like Rhea Ripley was just kind of slid right in there, and maybe that was a spot that was reserved for Charlotte Flair. They were telling that story with Charlotte and Asuka teaming up. They were women tag team champions. There's just a lot. There's just a lot there, and it does make sense. But the real big point of this is that we're headed towards WrestleMania with no Charlotte Flair. Now, we're a couple days removed from the 5-year anniversary of WrestleMania 32, which featured what I believe to be the most important match in the history of women's pro wrestling. Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks wrestled for what was, we thought going in, the Divas Championship, which Charlotte Flair held. During the kickoff, Lita presented the brand new WWE Women's Championship, which eventually became the Raw Women's Championship. And that was awarded to the winner of the match, which, of course, was Charlotte Flair. But there was so much involved in this match. It wasn't just about the fact that it was a three-way. It wasn't just about the fact that it was three of the four horsewomen. This brand new generation, as the other women, were relegated to the kickoff. And those were more of the divas that were part of the division at the time. But what WrestleMania 32, for me, was about was the fact that they got grand entrances. All right, Sasha Banks got a huge, they all got huge entrances, and they were presented like superstars. Their faces were on the side of the stadium. This was a huge moment in women's wrestling and really did kind of cap off the women's revolution, which started with the women's evolution, which started off as a Divas Revolution, which was started by the Bella Twins, no matter what you say. But we're not here to argue that point right now. And of course, Charlotte Flair emerged victorious in the match. Yes, Ric Flair got involved. No, I don't think that's a bad thing. But it also spawned the phrase, LOL, Charlotte wins. And I'm okay with that. I think you need that in a women's division that's growing and being built. I think she's a good person to build around, along with the likes of Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, and so many more that we've built around for the women's division in WWE. But that was WrestleMania 32, and that was a huge moment. And I believe it was one of the most important matches in women's wrestling history. Now, Charlotte Flair wrestled Asuka at WrestleMania 34. I wasn't able to be a part of the most recent edition of Mania Madness, which will be coming out at the end of the week, because they couldn't record on Sunday, and so I wasn't able to be a part of that. But I would have told you, when we covered WrestleMania 34, so spoiler alert, even though I'm not on it, this is what I would have said. Let me change it. WrestleMania 35, you know, was Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, and Ronda Rousey. And that was the historic main event, and it had main event all over it in giant letters. It was the first time that women main evented WrestleMania, and it was presented as such ahead of time. And to me, that wasn't the way to go about it. It's fun and exciting when you don't know what's going to go on last at WrestleMania until the card is kind of unfolding. WrestleMania 26, when I was there live, we didn't know if Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker was going to close the show or if it was going to be John Cena and Batista. And when they announced that it was a WWE Championship match, we got very excited because that meant that Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker would close the event. And they were both main event matches, but only one could go on last. To me, the wrong match main evented WrestleMania 34. And it was the wrong WrestleMania to pull the all-women.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Main event. I think Asuka versus Charlotte Flair should have been the main event of WrestleMania 34, and it shouldn't have been advertised as such ahead of time. Just let it flow, let it happen, and then you do Roman versus Brock, which had Brock going over, which was a shock to most people. Then you card out Charlotte versus Asuka. Charlotte goes over, she's standing tall, as the winner of the first women's main event at WrestleMania 34. Because Becky, Charlotte, and Ronda didn't quite live up to the expectations, and I think that the Asuka versus Charlotte Flair was a better match than that was. And I also think that the best match to main event WrestleMania 35 was Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston. But you couldn't do that because we had already declared that it was going to be Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey, and Charlotte Flair. But if you think about the name I've said the most in all this, it's Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair is a huge part of WWE history. And as we march towards WrestleMania 37, she ain't nowhere to be found. Now, I did check as I record this on Monday night. It doesn't appear like that changed during Raw. And of course, I wanted to make sure about that. But we still have SmackDown on Friday. And we still have another wrestler on SmackDown who's not involved as well. And it is possible they could pull something last minute and put that together. Because we do have the four-way women's match on night one of WrestleMania. The winners of that will challenge Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax on night two. So we got that match in there. But I believe there's room for one more, and I believe they could pull it off. Assuming that Charlotte is medically cleared, and I believe she is. I don't know, but the word is that she is. A lot of people are hinging that on Andrade, saying she would be cleared in 4 days. That 4 days was a Friday for a SmackDown that people thought Charlotte Flair would be at. She wasn't, and poof, here we are today. So I'm going with the assumption that she's cleared, and maybe she isn't. I don't know. Charlotte Flair needs to be a part of WrestleMania 37. Does that mean she needs to be in a match? I'll tell you that on the flip side as we go to a quick commercial break and be right back on the LOL Charlotte Wins edition of Chair Shot Radio.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
So I said Charlotte Flair needs to be a part of WrestleMania 37. So let's talk about that. There are two women who are essentially two of the top five women in the company. And you could probably make that a smaller number if you really wanted to. And they deserve a match at WrestleMania 37. And those women are Charlotte Flair and Bayley. Now, if you know me, you know I'm not the biggest Bayley fan. Haven't been in quite some time. Or I wasn't the biggest Bayley fan. Excuse me. But now I am. Bayley won me over with the work that she's done since she turned heel, and I do believe she's coming to her own. She's figured out who she is, and she's doing a fantastic job. But she also doesn't have a match at WrestleMania 37. There will be no Women's Battle Royal from what we've heard and read and understood. Maybe that'll change. Maybe it gets added. I don't know. Given the fact that eight women were just put into a tag team match, I don't think we're going to have a Women's Battle Royal. But the two most prevalent women not wrestling right now at WrestleMania are Charlotte Flair and Bayley. So it's very easy to go ahead and put that match together. Charlotte Flair versus Bayley. I know there's no backstory. I know there's no recent history between the two. And guess what? I don't give a fuck. Because half the time, we don't remember the build to WrestleMania. Christopher Platt has talked about it, as have other of his rotational guests on Mania Madness, on pretty much every single one of those episodes. You remember what happened at WrestleMania more than you remember the build. And if Charlotte Flair and Bayley go out there and they kill it, then it's not going to matter that there was no build. It's not going to matter that it got set up the Friday before WrestleMania on SmackDown. It won't matter at all. Hell, they could just announce it randomly on Tuesday or Wednesday, and I would be for it because it gives two women who deserve a big spotlight a big spotlight, and that is Bayley and Charlotte Flair. So for my money, you put them together, Bayley versus Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania 37. Now, it's possible to involve Bayley in the match between Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. And it's possible to involve Charlotte Flair in the match between Asuka and Rhea Ripley. Now, I don't mean adding them in there to make it a three-way, but somehow interfering and being a part of that. Night two is Asuka and Rhea Ripley. I would be okay if Rhea Ripley goes over, or if Asuka goes over, and then Charlotte Flair shows up to make her attack. Because she's still involved in WrestleMania. And that's what matters to me, is that she is involved in WrestleMania. There is value in not knowing everything ahead of time. Now, I'm not talking about surprises and storylines, but sometimes there's value in not even knowing every match ahead of time. Maybe not for WrestleMania, but as you all know, I'm an independent promoter. I don't announce every single match on the card. I announce the big ones. I announce what I need to announce to sell tickets. But sometimes I believe it's fun for you, the fan, to not know which one of the unpaired talents is coming through the curtain next. it's fun to announce so-and-so in tag team action, so-and-so making her debut in IZW. Like it's fun to do that. It's fun to for fans to be a part of that and to get that surprise. You know the main events. You know the major matches. But it's fun sometimes to not know who's coming through that curtain next and to have that level of entertainment presented to you by the talent. Now, I'm not saying that Charlotte needs to be in an unannounced match at WrestleMania. I'm not a big fan of the unannounced WrestleMania match. There could, of course, be an open challenge or something like that, but Bayley makes an open challenge at WrestleMania. Charlotte answers. I could see that, too. Or Charlotte makes an open challenge. Bayley answers. Look, there's a lot of stuff that can happen. But if Rhea Ripley were to go over and then Charlotte were to show her face because Rhea didn't beat Charlotte and Charlotte beat her last year and that sets up a future program for them, I'm fine with it. If Asuka retains against Rhea Ripley and here comes Charlotte Flair, I'm fine with that too. Hell, as much as it would piss off the internet, I'd be fine if Charlotte attacked them both. And that match ended up in no contest because of Charlotte Flair. It's a story. The story between Asuka and Rhea Ripley is very young and could continue on for a long time. Sometimes WrestleMania is not the end of the story, it's the beginning. So I would be okay if we did that with Charlotte Flair. I would take that over a no Charlotte Flair. Now, I know you would tell me all the things that I pointed out about Charlotte's involvement in WrestleMania's, and it's okay for her to have one off. And I don't disagree with you. She could very well return at Raw after Mania and you know, make her presence felt, and they usually save someone for a good Raw after Mania return. But to me, LOL Charlotte wins needs to be LOL Charlotte does something at WrestleMania 37. Whether it's announced, whether it's not announced, she needs to be involved. Because she is that level of star in WWE right now. She is a transcendent superstar, and she deserves that WrestleMania appearance. And I, for one, I'm 50-50 on whether or not we get it. If we were playing odds makers and I had to choose and I hate 50%, I'd probably say 49%, meaning I'm not so sure we're going to get Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania, and I think that is a big, huge mistake that WWE has made. I would love to see Bayley as well, but if I had to pick between one or the other, Charlotte's more deserving. She's a bigger star. Both of them deserve to be there, though. I'll tell you that right now. LOL Charlotte needs to appear. LOL Bayley should probably appear, too. But Charlotte Flair should definitely be a part of WrestleMania 37. Hulk Hogan is hosting the damn thing with Titus O'Neil. That should be Charlotte Flair. Right? Becky or Alexa Bliss hosted WrestleMania 35. Charlotte Flair could be one of the hosts of WrestleMania 37. I'd be totally fine with that. Now, you are listening to Chair Shot Radio. My name is Greg DeMarco. Look, we do this 7 days a week, 8 a.m. over at the website. Plus, we, you know, 5 a.m. we push it out to all of your streaming platforms, iHeart, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. Excuse me, I can't believe I almost forgot the iTunes, our biggest one, and so many more. Just head on over there. Or go to thechairshot.com, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. 7 days a week, Chair Shot Radio. It is Tuesday. I am your host, Greg DeMarco. Wednesday is Greg DeMarco, and typically Miranda Morales, sometimes an old episode, sometimes somebody else. Thursday, Ray Cash and Darren Maggs Kirkby bring you Head Trauma Thursdays. Friday is PC Tunney. Saturday, Christopher Platt and Andrew Belaz, or some other iteration that Tony is able to pull out of his ass, and he does a great job with it every time. Sunday, Patrick O'Dowd and David Ungar with your hockey talk, as well as some other great sports stuff as well. Monday, background to PC Tunney, and of course, Tuesday is me, Greg DeMarco, all entertaining you as part of the Chair Shot Radio Network. Listen, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting our commercials, our t-shirts, our website, our podcast. We couldn't do this without you. We couldn't see this tremendous growth without you. We are already starting to talk and plan about what things look like post-WrestleMania, because that is when typically websites like ours take a dip. We're going to continue to focus on what we do best, as well as bring you some entertaining and engaging content. So look out for that. Follow the website at ChairShot Media. Visit thechairshot.com. Always use your head. You can follow me at ChairShot Greg. I would love to have your follow on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Facebook tends to be wrestling related, especially indie wrestling. Twitter tends to be me also wrestling related, and me calling somebody an idiot. As you know, I created some controversy last week. We will get to that probably on the Babyface Heel podcast. I couldn't record last week because of some family stuff, and I was very bummed because I really want to talk about Tony Khan and MJF, and we will get to that topic. And then, of course, Instagram at ChairShotGreg as well. That is the life feed, right? That's where I'm talking about chronic myeloid leukemia, which if you're hearing that for the first time, it's the same leukemia that Roman Reigns has. Yes, that means I have it. I'm going to be okay. I'm on medication, and we're continuing to plug along with that. I give those updates there on Instagram, plus fitness, plus wrestling life, so much more. Today, which is Monday, did a big poll about Peeps. And if anybody voted for that they were in favor of Peeps, I unfriended them and no longer am friends with them on Instagram. Those who told me that they didn't like Peeps, we are now close friends. I actually didn't unfriend anybody, but I threatened it because Peeps are trash. Happy Easter. At ChairShot Greg, at ChairShot Media, thechairshot.com, prowrestlingtees.com /thechairshot. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this. Remember, go out there. Never stop building. Keep that mindset, be unstoppable, and of course, always use your head.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.